And we have made it to the finish line. We are the champions. We are now officially booked. Pushing a few buttons has no right being so exhausting. Nobody told me that booking a vacation was actually so... Which work I feel cheated. Like I was told about taxes and finances and rent and water and electric. Why is booking a vacation so hard? Mother, please tell me why. I know. You're right. We did it. We're the champions. We're the victors. Mazel tov. Congratulations. Let's go to sleep. No time for food. Too sleepy. You're gonna make me get up. I don't know why I keep you around. I could make more friends if I wanted to. No. Maybe. I don't know. Let's not test the theory. Okay. What do we want to eat? We have pasta. More pasta. More pasta. And some rice. What would you like? Good choice. Okay, We have water, and H2O. Please and thank you. Be careful going out into the street. It's dangerous. Could I please have the sugariest, sweetest rosé they have on the market? I don't need your judgment, just your enabling. Goodbye. Walk safe. Don't get killed. I need someone to go on vacation with. Okay, pasta. Please cook yourself. No? Fine, I'll help. But this is the last time. Diabetes in a glass, thank you. Nom. I can feel my arteries clogging as we speak. But I ask you, who wants to live a life without pasta, garlic bread, or wine? Or at the very least, sugar. I'm sick of this damnation of sugar. It's like sugar's the devil. It's like, no, it's just very Moorish. And the human race are whores who can never say no. So is sugar the problem, or are we the problem? I don't know. I've spent 3 hours in front of a computer. I don't know what I'm saying. And none of it was pornography or music. It was just booking.com, flights. No, not good. Okay, other flights. No, not good. Okay, hotel. No, fully booked. No, too expensive. No. I deserve a medal. Why is adulting so exhausting? But why does everybody get so pissy when you say adulting? They're like, no, you're just an adult. And it's like, shut up. I am a mammal, okay? I am a mammal masquerading as an adult, okay? I'm not supposed to know about travel insurance or flights. I'm supposed to eat, sleep, and fuck. And occasionally go to the bathroom. Thank you, even though you're a complete liar. You being all, you're a good adult. I am a shitty one on a good day, but you know what? I'm okay with that. Because I don't really want to be one of those super serious people who's all like, I'm an adult. And it's like, great. Super fantastical for you. Which probably says more about me than them. They can be happy with their 9-to-5 and their suits and their spouse who they have contractual sex with. That's fine. I don't know, my brain is fried, and you brought me sugary wine because you love me. You must love me just a little bit. Because you tolerate the mouth diarrhea and the bleh and the bleh, and I can't book a vacation, and you say, sit down, let's do it together, and I'm like, okay. So thank you. And thank you for the sugary wine. Can you believe this is the first time we've gone on vacation together? How long have I known you? Oh, it's probably because we didn't know how hard it is to book. You will need 3 hours and the stamina of a horse. Thank you for coming with me. Look, I'm so excited. I don't want to see the huskies and the reindeer and sleep in a tent and maybe possibly, God, please, see the northern lights. Because it's a dark rainbow in the sky. It's so beautiful. Don't you pretend you don't want to see it. I know you. I know you're excited. Oh, but I'll keep you warm. I'll give you big snuggles on the sled. What do you mean? You don't think we're rich, do you? There is no way we could afford separate tents. We have to share. And besides, I'm fizzy. What's a fizzy? You don't want me to fizzy, do you? There's separate sleeping bags. Keep your hair on. Separate tents. I'm not Elon Musk. It'll be fine. What are you being so weird for? You're acting as if we've never shared a bed. Yeah, and this is out of necessity. We're poor. And we're going to Sweden, where it's cold, and I can only afford so much thermal underwear, so... suck it up. You will be okay. Aw, you can do it. You're so brave. So brave and so beautiful. And I'm not just saying that because I nagged your ear off about the northern lights and you said, fine, we'll go. I think you're gonna have an amazing time with the Sami people, and I think you're gonna fall in love with the reindeer and the huskies and the snow, and you're gonna be like, bitch, why did we not come here before? You are a frickin' genius. How dare I have ever doubted you? And I'll say, I know. I forgive you. You're small-minded. Don't push me.
God.
I'm so tired all the time. I'm gonna lean on you now. But you have such comfy shoulders. How is that my fault? Did I give you comfy shoulders?
No.
Did your mama give you comfy shoulders?
Yes.
And I'm sure your dad played some part too, but I am guiltless in this scenario. I am just doing what any person would do and presented with a comfy shoulder, I am laying my head on it. Put your head on my shoulder. It's not my fault you have been blessed by the gods. Hey, a comfy shoulder is a blessing. Well, I like a comfy shoulder. And I'm sure all the ladies do. Meh. My pretty face is fine, but a comfy shoulder? Peak exquisite. The pinnacle of beauty. I'm waking up, okay? We must stay awake for the just desserts order. I know it was my idea. I really want a chocolate cake. And I'm a consumer whore and a cog in the machinations of convenient dessert delivery. Okay. I'm awake. You will not go through this on your own. I will answer the door, I will smile, and I will say yes, all that cake is for moi.
What you gonna do about it, Brian?
Nothing, because Brian is a gentleman, and he says, you know what, girl? Eat your cake. I'm awake,
okay?
We need to do something. Keep me awake, maestro.
We could play solitaire.
It's not my fault you don't appreciate a fine game.
Fine.
We could play slaps. Put your hands like this. My hands like this. And...
Fine.
We could play truth or dare. Ugh. Well, apart from having sex, I have no idea. I can wake up for sex. Don't underestimate the horn. I am equal parts lazy and perverted. Oh, we could play... I don't know if you're gonna want to play this. We could play Who's a Better Kisser. It's very simple. You see, we kiss each other and we say objectively, who is the better kisser? I mean, I think we already know the answer, but...
You rude! How many people have you kissed?
Huh? Oh, it's not the quantity, but the quality. Oh, really? Sassy. Come on then. Give me your best shot. I know it's stupid, but we need to stay awake, so we need to play the stupid game.
Ma Look at you, dark horse. Results are inconclusive. Shut up and give me your face. Hand in my hair? Who taught you to be a smooth operator? I'm just letting you play all your aces. Then, when you show me the extent of your power, I will. Flip you over and fuck you. Well, do you want me to mean that in a literal way? I can be literal. Oops. Hush, or come on. Brian, nothing coming. Hang on. Hello. Yes, thank you. Just fancied something sweet. Okay. Bye bye. Contest over, or... Well, that's true. We haven't found a winner. So, clearly that means... we must carry on. Mm-hmm.